What if your life was a musical? Can you imagine for a minute what that would be like? Every moment of everyday conversations and events in your life put to music. You should give it a try in your house. Just tell your family to sing everything and see how it goes. Your kids will love it. I grew up with music always playing in our home, from top 40 radio hits to the early pioneers of contemporary Christian music. I was shaped by those lyrics and melodies, and I would sing them to the top of my lungs. The soundtrack of my life put my focus at times on things above this world, and my struggles shaped me and actually paved the way for my career in radio. I married a man who loves music. Singing, writing, and producing has been a huge part of his life, and so as a result, our family loves to sing. Did you know that singing is a sign of a mature believer in Christ? It's true. You may not think you have the pipes or the ability to hold a tune, but still, you are called to sing. When you do, you are displaying the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Ephesians 5:18. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Singing is a sign of being filled with the Spirit of God and having a grateful heart. When we sing, the atmosphere changes. Our hearts are filled with joy. I know if I'm in a bad mood or needing to clean the house and I really don't want to, all I gotta do is crank up some praise and my attitude changes. My focus shifts. Just as Julie Andrews spun around on that mountain and couldn't help but start singing, the hills are alive with the sound of music. As believers, we should be so filled with the Spirit of God in our life and grateful for each moment we've been given that we can't help but sing. But how often do we do that? Sadly, we'd rather gripe and complain about everything. That, my friend, is a sign of spiritual immaturity. It's true. So if you gripe more than you sing, you may need to have a little talk with Jesus. Well-known Australian soprano Tanya De Jong said this, "Neuroscience proves that group singing makes us happier, healthier, smarter, and more creative. Every time you sing, you fire up the right temporal lobe of your brain and release endorphins, including oxytocin, which result in heightened states of pleasure, bliss, bonding, and love. These chemicals also enhance neuroplasticity of our brains, boost our immune system, fight illness, depression, and strokes, and help us handle pain better. A life lived in Christ should be so full of the Spirit that we can't help but sing. It's the overflow of a grateful heart, and it even leads to better health, more joy, and the fullness of this life. That's the truth. Want to live your best life? Sing. But not just any song, sing praise. Whether in the shower, while you're cleaning, in the checkout aisle, or at the gas pump, sing. Because no matter what, the Lord is good and He is worthy of our praise. I'm Lori Klein.